Today, the Bush administration made a proposal to reform Amtrak. It wants to eliminate subsidies for the money-losing trains, break up Amtrak's monopoly on passenger rail service, and create a new partnership to operate the Northeast Corridor, Amtrak's busiest route. Critics said the measures proposed by the administration will provide no relief for the railroad's severe cash crunch. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
For over 30 years, Amtrak has lurched from funding crisis to funding crisis, but this may be the railroad's worst yet. In an address to an audience at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington today, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta said it's time to stop throwing billions of dollars at a system he says hasn't worked.
Amtrak's current route network provides too many services with limited market appeal at high operating costs to the federal government.
The administration wants to introduce competition on some of Amtrak's city-to-city passenger routes. It also wants states to acquire and improve some of Amtrak's rail lines, and it says states should pick up some of the costs of running trains. That would include the busy Northeast Corridor between Washington, Boston, and New York, where the rail line owns over 350 miles of track. Amtrak would gradually be phased out as the owner of those lines. As for unprofitable long-haul trains, speaking to reporters after his morning address, Mineta said some of those routes will likely be eliminated.
To the extent that some route cuts may be necessary, we may have to do that. But again, that's going to be determined, I think, by stakeholders and by members of Congress, by our Department of Transportation as well.
Amtrak is looking for the government to back its proposal for $200 million in loans. It says it can't obtain the financing otherwise. At a hearing on Capitol Hill before a Senate Transportation Subcommittee, Amtrak's new president, David Gunn, said today he believes Amtrak is worth saving and that no rail line in the world operates without some kind of government help.
I cannot imagine a country such as ours without a national railroad passenger system. That means I would expect that Amtrak will be around for a while.
Amtrak, which lost $1 billion last year, is nearly $4 billion in debt. Ross Capon is with the National Association of Railroad Passengers. He agrees with Gunn a rail line can't run without some help from the government.
You can perhaps nudge the process in a little bit towards a competitive model, but I don't see a future for intercity passenger rail if this is the standard. If the operating grant is history, so is the passenger train.
The Bush administration wants to freeze funding for Amtrak at this year's level of $521 million. Amtrak wants double that amount. The administration is not making any promises on backing the Amtrak loans. The government says any help for the rail line should be tied to money-saving measures, including job cuts. Amtrak has said without an immediate cash infusion, it will have no choice but to halt all passenger service by the end of the month. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.